Welcome to the morning after show. This is Jordan Van Music Gray. As always, we're sitting here with Mr. John Prentice and Chapa.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hold on.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody.
There's
yes. Wonderful sunny morning up at UBC. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's going to get sunnier.
Yeah, the weather is great. It's not raining.
Oh, it's a beautiful day today.
Too hot.
Yeah. Cold, but
Sorry, we're just kind of getting things all started over here right now. In the background, we have it's Massive Attack versus Mad Professor. It's a rare album out there. I absolutely love it. It's great, especially for this type of music. So yeah, that is Massive Attack versus Mad Professor. This is the that's the title of the album as well. As well, we're kind of looking here, and we got a bunch of music from Mr. Chappie here. Wow, my goodness, he's got a
bunch of music, new, old music.
Yeah.
People have been requesting music, so we're going to try to place everybody.
Was that off the Facebook people requested it? Or
No, that is a good good call. We do have something up on, if you go to our Facebook page on The Morning After Show. You can put in some requests if you like, some local bands that you would like to hear, or just anything kind of independent.
Yeah, you can go to the Van Music, too.
Yes, sir. Yeah, if you go to vanmusic.ca, we do have a podcast of last week's show, and we were with Claire and Cozy. We will be putting up this podcast on vanmusic.ca as well. And speaking of requests, Mr. Oswaldo and Miss Rachel, how's it going? They're all the way down in Slovenia right now, right?
Croatia, wasn't it?
Croatia.
Yeah, I'm not even sure where are they?
Well, we know that they're listening right now.
Yeah, they're listening.
Croatia, but I don't know. They've traveled pretty quickly around.
Yeah, because last time I talked with him, he was crossing the border to I don't know where. So I don't know. He's moving around doing interviews, like checking bands, and he's sending on music and some interviews.
Yes.
We're going to try to play everything. Unfortunately, it's too much material.
We got a lot of material to go through today.
Well, we will do our best.
Lots and lots.
Yeah, we do have, we're going to be playing some music coming up next week. We're going to be doing an interview, or we're not going to, we're going to be playing an interview that Mr. Perez is going to be doing down there. So you can definitely tune into the Morning After Show next week. As well, you can check out our event page or our Facebook page, and you can see that full interview in full. So
yeah, we want to share the link so you can check it in different pages in YouTube. And
here we are. They are in Croatia right now, in Dubrovnik. I know I said that wrong. They're gonna spell it phonetically for me in a second. Oswaldo is so. It's we're glad to have you guys listening over here. As well, we want to say hello to a few people. I know it was our friend Mandy's birthday yesterday, so happy birthday, Mandy. I know she'll be listening to the podcast on Van Music as well. As well, we have Cheryl Rose from the Haley Rose Foundation is tuning in, so hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hola, Cheryl.
And do you guys have anyone that's you want to do a shout-out to while we're on the topic?
On Sunday, I was up at CGSF 90.1 FM on the Radio Leashy show.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had Cozy and Claire up there because they had a show at the Café du Soleil that night. But it was my eldest nephew, Cameron. He turned 36 on Sunday the 31st. So
happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday, but I did wish him a happy birthday. So I'm pretty happy to wish him a happy birthday again.
Yeah, last night I went to the Yale Songwriters Session.
Mm. How was that?
That was amazing. I was telling Jordan how impressed I am, for all the talent is there. I just had the chance to check the last three musicians, and that was like, they blew my mind.
Is that Mondays?
Yeah, every Mondays, but it's going to be only until February the 8th, and this is in 1300 Granville Street. This is in downtown. It's like Granville and Drake. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's very good.
It's at the old Yale location.
Yeah, it's like the blues music salon. Yeah. It's on the left side. So it's like it's very good. It's just $5 cover, but totally worth it because it's Monday. It's happy hour. So
yeah, yeah. Well, I definitely. I think I'm going to check that out with you next Monday. Cause
yeah,
that sounds
sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those who complain it's nothing to do on Mondays, go and check it out next week, the Yale Songwriting Sessions.
Mm-hmm. Also, coming up this Saturday, I know we're going to get to this a little bit later, Mr. Prentice would like to talk about it, but also this Saturday we are doing another street cleanup with the Haley Rose Foundation. It starts at 10 o'clock till 12. It's only a couple hours. It's right by the Commercial and Broadway SkyTrain station. We'll put up some info on our Facebook thing, but you can always come down to 1635 E6. That's where we're going to be starting our route. We're going to be covering some of those streets there. So yeah, that starts at 10 as well. You can always email the Haley Rose Foundation at gmail.com. That's Haley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y. And yeah, the fine folks over there will be more than happy to give you the information you need to do a street cleanup, create your own street cleanup, or to join other street cleanups around the city. So they are doing that with Keep Vancouver Spectacular. So that's awesome. All right, yeah. What's happening?
I really like this music you are playing.
Isn't this great? Yeah. I love this. Like, I love this. This entire album is just...
Is it instrumental, awesome. Kind of ambient, kind of techno?
Yeah, you got a lot genre. Of techno. Yeah. You got some lyrics in here. Yeah, you just got like two amazing bands kind of clashing together. And
speaking of amazing bands, like, guess who I went to see last Friday?
Last Friday.
That was Friday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let me guess, you guys were both there.
Yeah, we run into each other there. It's like, hey, John. Hey, okay. Chapa. What
well,
are
let's
you doing?
See. You guys must have been at the rickshaw.
Yeah.
Hey. Right. Yeah. All right. What were you doing? What was happening on Friday at the rickshaw?
It was a just a show with two fabulous bands, the Disco
Funeral.
They played first, yeah. And then it was all by donation, too. And then to close out the show was Redrick Sultan, his acoustic duo.
That was
and he accompanying
amazing.
Him was his friend, Noah. And so, yeah, they have a really good acoustic show together.
Yeah, that was...
And so I booked them a show at the Railway Club North Stage for February 12th. You'll have to check Facebook. Book events. I haven't made the event yet, but definitely recommend come and see them at the Railway Club's North Stage Bar in February 12th, I think it is.
This is in Seymour and Donsmere, the Railway Club. They were amazing. That was like kind of fundraiser, so that was like our exposition and like a few bands playing, but yeah, that guy stole the show, definitely. That was amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's going to another one coming to a rickshaw soon. Who's playing there?
Yeah.
Furios or who?
Ooh, Los Furios. I believe they're playing at the rickshaw coming up.
I think it's the 7th next week.
That's on Sunday.
February 7th.
Awesome, with the Toasters.
The legendary ska legend band called the Toasters.
That's
so
right.
Definitely you have to check them out. They're just such a... high-powered band, just wonderful to listen to and dance to. And
yep. The Toasters, they're part of the second wave of ska. Mm. They originated in New York City in 1981, so this will be their 35th year tour. We had them 2 years ago in 2013. It was their 33rd year tour. And we're just taking pictures in here.
And
we're gonna be putting those up.
You still have that interview you did in the Media Club?
Yes. Yeah. And we. So, 2 years ago they came for their 33rd year tour. They tried to come last year, but something happened. Bucket was robbed, or he lost his passport, so he couldn't come into Canada. So they're returning again this Sunday at the Rickshaw Theater, 8 p.m. Tickets at every. All the record stores as well. So, check that out. As well, a little bit later, we're going to play an interview that Oswaldo had with Bucket right after that night. That was at the fan club. So, that was a lot of fun. Johnny's John's giggling in the background.
Yeah, he's remembering something for that night.
So yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that interview. Right now, let's listen to the rest of this song. This is again Massive Attack versus Massive Attack versus Mad Professor. The first song we listened to was Radiation Ruling the Nation. And this one is called Bumper Ball Dub. So we'll listen to that, and then right after this, we're going to play a bunch of music from Oswaldo, all the way from his travels, and all the great music that's coming out here. What are you guys doing over there? My goodness. Anyways, this is the Morning After Show. We are on CITR 101.9 FM. And yeah, this is Massive Attack.
Stay tuned.
Please.
Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series. To help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, in 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Oh, man.
What? What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
Govorite o tome da smo po nezaposlenosti prvi, da smo uvijek u vrhu ti nekih ljestvica. Evo danas se pojavio podatak da je Bosna i Hercegovina peta u svijetu po odljevu mozaka. Mozgova.
Kažu da je Bosna samo država za rođaka i da smo na vrhu liste po odljevu mozaka. Kažu, opet Iran pravi nuklearne bombe, žvaka čisti zube, ali zvaljuje plombe. Kažu, što je babi milo, kojoj se istilo, kažu na Jamajci ganđu prodaju na kilo. Kažu, nemoj vode vruć, kod nas toplu ubija, igrali smo dobro, ali zajebo nas sudija. Odrave, kažu ako nemaš stav, odmah ti ga stave. Kažu da su plavke gruplje nego tuke i brinete, i da okus bude bolji s kašikom vegete. Kažu neće nikad testa plave da nam pune, sve dok je ovaca neće palit vune. Kažu spale su nam gaće, zagrizi smo udice, glave nam u pjesku, nezaštićene guzice.
Kažu da je smak svijeta relativno blizu i da su nas banke uvukle u krizu. Ne tjeraju na izbore svake dvije godine, a ja glasom za kafanu i marihuanu. Od Vatikana do Irana, kao da smo juče pali z Gana. Od Vatikana do Irana, majmunu je dovoljna banana. Od Vatikana do Irana, kao da smo juče pali z Gana. Od Vatikana do Irana, ilegalna je marihuana.
Širana voda.
Kažu
da uz pjesmu efikasnije se trlja, čudotvorni sapun protiv tvrdokornih mrlja.
Kažu
neće nikad prestat glave da nam pune, sve dok je ovaca neće palit vune.
Kažu
spale su nam gaće, zagrizli smo udice, glave nam u pjesku, nezaštićene guzice.
Kažu da je smak svijeta relativno blizu i da su nas banke uvukle u krizu. Ne tjeraju na izbore svake dvije godine, a ja glasom za kafanu i marihuanu. Juče pali z Gana. Od Vatikana do Irana, majmunu je dovoljna banana. Od Vatikana do Irana, kao da smo juče pali z Gana. Od Vatikana do Irana, ilegalna je marihuana.
rodila je njiva, dok uši u govlima, al se ipak pliva. Bez plate i penzije, isto koji s njima, živimo od muzike, samo da se svira. Fudbal je na ulici, kamen je stativa, i pivo iz drugstorada bude nam gotiva. U društvu uvek lakše je, kad probleme imaš, trudit ću se da mi bude bolja perspektiva. Ho! Perspektiva, perspektiva nam je jeftina cigara. Perspektiva, perspektiva, perspektiva iz drugstora piva.
Kad tebe nema tu, oh, 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 oh. Sinoć sam te sanjao, ime ti govorio u snu, oh, oh, oh. Teško je ovako, misli me muče, možda drugi neko vodi te do tvoje kuće. Ne mogu bez tebe, oh, a ne mogu sa tobom. Bože, što mi radi, krije me pa hladi. Sam sa sobom vodim rat. Ko te noća skrade, da li je to možda Ivan Zak? Što se događa, za sebe se brinem, sve što želim je da te ljubim, da te skinem. Ne mogu bez tebe, oh, a ne mogu sa tobom. Bože, što mi radi, grije me pa hladi. We'll be right back. bez tebe, a ne mogu sa tobom. Što mi radi, grije me, pa hladi ovo mora da je ljubav. Ne mogu bez tebe, a ne mogu sa tobom. Bog, što mi radi, grije me, pa hladi ovo mora da je ljubav.
Morning After Show
101.9 FM
CITR.
Yes.
Oh, we're back. Let's put on some music. Here we go. We're going to put on some more of this Massive Attack versus Mad Professor.
Yeah, and we are talking with Osvaldo Cabrera, who is on Croatia in one of the film location of the Game of Thrones. He's on the top of the castle right now, so he's sending out pictures and all that.
They're in Mythical right now.
Yeah, all that music we're playing is from people who is listening over there.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for listening over there.
Yeah, thank you.
Croatia.
Yeah, it's nice to be educated on new music from other parts of the world.
Yeah, beautiful view, eh? Those castles. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah, let's see. They are at the King's Landing in Westeros. So yeah, the castle where it's where the Game of Thrones is being filmed. This is where Oswaldo and Rachel are right now.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
King Landing.
Yeah, Little Fingers Brothel Tambien is here.
Westeros.
The Red Keep.
Yeah, I wonder what time is over there.
Hey, Oswaldo, what time is it over there right now?
If you are listening, what are you doing? What are you having in your hands right now, I'm wondering?
I bet it's a cerveza.
10 hours advance.
Medicine?
Yeah. Oh, he's replying to us now. This is how we can do radio all the time. We'll just read the messages that Oswaldo's sending us.
Yeah.
We play his music, interview.
Oh, the real name of the city is Dubrovnik. And it's 9 p.m. in Croatia right now, so... they are currently 9 hours ahead of us.
Hmm. Wow.
And he's holding a beer in his hand. Yes, he is. It's a Karlovako beer. And he has a hash cigarette in the other hand.
Get one for me, buddy.
He's having fun.
Oh, my goodness. The European hash down there is absolutely fantastic. So yeah, we are listening to Massive Attack. This song is called Trinity Dub. I do suggest if you guys find this album, Massive Attack versus Mad Professor, pick it up. It is it is just
do yourself
awesome.
A favor and get it because it's amazing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we are in trying to get a hold of Kyle Fury from Los Furios because he will be playing this Sunday at the Rickshaw Theater with the Toasters, 35 years.
This Sunday,
the second
wow.
Wave of Ska, yeah. So we are we're just having a little bit of problems in the communication aspect right now.
Yeah, give us a call if you are listening, please.
Please.
If you want to hear and know more about the show, it's going to be happening this Sunday with the Toaster and the Rickshaw. So it's going to be another band playing, do you know? Because last time there was the Bon Daddy. Play with them, I believe.
Yeah. No,
2 years ago.
Yeah, it was at Fan Club.
Yeah,
it was at...
A surprise?
Huh. I was just looking at that today.
Or it's just them.
Ah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, I think it was the Bone Daddies.
Yeah, definitely.
Bone
Daddies they were there.
And...
Toasters and the Furios.
That's right. Yeah, because we're also thinking of another show that was just around the corner there, and that was Brenahan playing with them. Mm-hmm. That was the Christmas in
Brethren.
Skaville.
Yeah. Mm.
So that was with Los Furios as well, and what's Bobby's band right now? The Elixirs.
Oh yeah.
There it is. So yeah. So like we were saying earlier on the hour, we do have an interview from that night. On January 29th of 2014, it was the third year anniversary tour, done with Oswaldo. We'll get to that in a little bit, but I know Mr. Chapa here has a little bit of music that he wants to...
Yeah, I have this music request from this band from Italy. It's
so we're going to be playing.
From Italy? Where? Yeah. Do you know whereabouts in Italy?
This band is the first band who made it in the UK and the US, like the Charlies.
Yeah.
Like the first band who sold more than 1 million copies. So it's like an amazing band. It's Prima Formata Mercata, PFM. Mm-hmm. So this is like a progressive rock from the 70s.
Oh, that's cool. All right, so let's listen to that. We've just kind of gone into a little bit of our next one, but we can always get back to that on our Matt Professor thing. The song is called Cool Monsoon. But yeah, before we get to any more into that, let's take a listen to Mr. Chapa.
Here you go. This is for you, buddy. We'll be right back.
This is it, what you've been waiting for. After months of intense competition, great tunes, and epic shows, it all comes down to one last night. Late Spring versus Walgren versus the Psychic Alliance. It's the showdown for it all. It's the Shindig 2015 final. Our three semi-winners will compete on Friday, February 5th for the title of Shindig Champion and for the grand prize, including recording time, festival appearances, Discorder and CITR features, merch, showcases, and more. So come out to Pat's Pub and Brew House at 403 East Hastings for one last night of Shindig epicness. Enjoy some pool, locally made beer, and three great bands. Luna Patrol. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the food bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, everyone. I know Chapa wanted to... Why am I hearing an echo?
Echo, echo. Yeah, I just want to... The name of the band was Premiera Forneria Marconi. You say it's grown and they are from Milan, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was... I'm going to correct that.
Excellent, excellent.
And Kyle, give us a message. He says he's going to be calling soon. So stay tuned. He's going to be calling us
in the next couple minutes or so. So, where is that coming from? There we go.
Oh, what a coincidence. This is we are listening. It's called Red Heaven, and they're going to be playing, I think, in a couple of weeks in the Media Club.
Yeah.
Media. Yeah. Media. Red Herring.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a great band.
Yeah. Local. So.
Enrico Renz and a few others. There.
And it's a lady there singing too with a beautiful voice. I forgot the name.
That's right. I think before we go any further, I should let you guys all know that you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. So, yeah, this is a really nice song in the background.
Beautiful mountain from UBC.
All right, so while we're waiting for Mr. Fury to give us a call, we'll listen to a little bit more of this song, and then we're going to also play that interview from Bucket from the Toasters as well coming up. So, right on.
Stars in the sky. You really want to come down, come back. Shake the keys and drown. Surrounded by warmth and pride. Hold me up to bleed and soak me in uncertainty. I'll pass out on your knee, just stroke my hair until I sleep. And oh, this light, stars, they scar, they scar. You don't really want to come down, come back. Shake keys and drown the night. And oh, I can't contain my childlike state. 'Cause I've got their sky. You don't really want to come now, come back.
kids and dream the night.
All right, welcome back. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and we have Mr. Kyle Fury on the phone. Are you there, Kyle?
Hello.
I am here. How's it going, right? How's
hey.
It going,
guys? Hey. Oh, buddy.
Yeah, we did it.
We have been listening to Los Furious all month now, preparing for your big show on Sunday.
Yeah, talking about it, because we are so excited, Kyle.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, too. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah, right on. We are just playing Together as One in the background right now. Is this song going to be on your set list on Sunday?
It has to be. It's an official rule.
Right on, right on. Another big song that we've been playing a lot is Uno Mas, a song that you and Mr. Perez wrote together, correct?
We love that song.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. That's me and Oswaldo sat down on his couch one night and came up with the idea for it and put it together. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's always fun. Cool. You guys and the Yuka Boys always have a good time when you guys are playing that song. So,
absolutely, yeah.
Right on. So this is going to be the second time you guys are playing with the Toasters, correct?
Well, actually, in our history of the Furious, we've probably been playing 4 or 5 times.
Oh, wow.
But it's the second show that we've officially put on for them and with them. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Excellent,
excellent. That's going to be at the Rickshaw on, this Sunday. Doors open at 8, show starts at 9. Be there. There's an incredible list of amazing bands. Do you want to talk a little bit about the Toasters at all, Kyle?
Sure, yeah. I mean, the Toasters are a really important band in the history of ska music and even punk music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, going back to 1981 when they started, they were kind of the American version of the two-tone that was happening at the time. So bands like Specials and Madness and The Selector were really big in the UK and hitting number one on the radio charts. And the Toasters saw the Beat play and got really influenced by them and started up their own version of it over in New York City. So the thing is, they were also established with the New York punk rock scene and New York hardcore happening way back then. Actually, the first show the Toasters played was with the Bad Brains. So really a hybrid of punk rock and reggae music coming together. So... Mm-hmm. Very important band in the history of ska music and the history of two-tone, which was probably one of the biggest movements for that style of music in the history of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they are cruising around still, and their lineup changes over and over with the Toasters, but Bucket is the front man and the driving force of that band, and here he is, you know.
Yep.
40 years later, still, or 30-something years later, still doing it, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, he's about the only Toaster that's real left. Two of the other members have passed on, unfortunately. And yeah, now you just have Bucket going out with a bunch of young kids that love to play music, and they tour once a year and everything, so it's always a great show.
Well, he always grabs the cream of the crop from New York City and all around America, and he hits the road with them, so it's... They're definitely very talented guys to show up in town, and it's really worth to go see this band, regardless of the fact it's not the same guys. He grabs professional top-end musicians, and it's always a fun show.
That's excellent. Yeah, I know we're all really looking forward to the show. We were there 2 years ago for, 2014.
And the fan club, that time the Bon Daddies played with you guys. This time it's going to be, how many bands? Is just the Toaster and the Furious, or is you guys have another...
No, we have the opening act, which is Jesse Labordet, who is a local guy. He plays a little bit more like, I guess, kind of roots rock kind of thing, but it's really, really cool. Great songwriter, great singer, and he's a really good talent in the city of Vancouver. So not necessarily ska music, but definitely in that punk rock and that kind of world, and I think it'll fit in perfectly for the start of the night.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's excellent.
So doors is going to be open at 8?
Yeah, and the big news is the next day is the day off. So it's Canada Day or Family Day, so we have...
Oh, yeah, it's correct. Family Day.
Yeah.
The stat holiday, so everybody can come out and enjoy the night, and they don't have to go to work the next
day. Yeah, we can dance and party hard, right?
So it's not like a school night. You can you're still allowed to go get out and play. So
yeah, no, that's excellent.
Awesome. So it's not an excuse now because there still is some tickets available.
Yeah, where online can you pick up tickets, Kyle?
Online, you can go through the rickshawtheater.com.
So okay.
It's just that simple. And they have a link to their, I think it's Ticketfly or something that sells the tickets for them. But
Ticketfly, right. Okay, yeah, and then as well, Red Cat, Zulu, all the major record stores around town.
The tickets are starting to move. We're going faster and faster this by the end of the month, so hopefully people get out and grab their tickets or just show up at the door. There's lots of room in the rickshaw. We'll fit you in somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all good.
Yeah, 500-plus theater there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be good. I know you guys have played quite a few shows at the Rickshaw. You guys always have a lot of fun. I think, what was it, the last time you played there was with Javo de Palo from Spain, correct?
We did play with that last year, Javo de Palo. We played that show. It was an amazing show. We've recently done it with the Mahones, so it was the last time.
Oh, great. Right. My apologies. Yeah.
Yeah, I was there. Awesome. Amazing show.
Yeah. So Rickshaw is a good spot for us to play. We love going there, and they're always a good supporter of local and live music. So the great guys running that venue.
Guys have great sound, and you can have like amazing view to the stage no matter where you are. So I love the rickshaw.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, we'll see you Sunday there for sure, Kyle.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah,
well, thanks for calling. Thanks for letting me do the interview, and hope to see everyone there. And anybody listening, make sure you grab a ticket or come down and see us and enjoy the night. It's gonna be a piece of history rolling through Vancouver, so make sure you check it out.
Yeah, come and dance with the Furios, come and dance with us.
Yeah, we always dance with Los Furios, so yeah, let's fill up the dance floor, everybody. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to meet with us today and talk about your show coming up on Sunday. I know we're all looking forward to it. A lot of our listeners are looking forward to it, so thank you so much for talking with us today, Kyle.
Hey, no worries. I'm happy to do it. Thanks for following me.
No worries, brother. We'll talk to you real soon. In the meantime, let's listen to Body Bag.
All right.
Okay, ciao. Bye.
Bye.
Ciao. Adios. Adios.
Live a lifetime, or you could die tonight. Will you survive the hard times? Roll up the dice. All your friends gonna be real, real sad when you're going home in a body bag. Yeah, yeah. All your friends gonna be real, real sad when you're going home in a body bag. Yeah, yeah. You're going home in a body bag. Yeah, yeah. You're going home in a body bag. Yeah, yeah. You're going home in a body bag. Yeah, yeah. You're going home.
Hey, we're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the morning after show.
So yeah, that was Kyle, the frontman of Los Furios that we were just speaking with. And that was them in the background. I for sure think that it's one of Vancouver's best ska bands, if not one of Canada's best ska bands. So it's always a real pleasure to talk with them and to go see their shows and everything like that. So
yeah. It's very good to know the day after the show is going to be a holiday, so you don't have to worry. I was worried, like, oh, man, the day after I have to work, get up early.
No way.
It's
Canada Day.
Family Day.
It's Family Day in B.C.
Time to celebrate
second
with
one
Los Furios.
Yeah, and I want to say quickly hi to Lana Satova, who is listening, Rachel Norgard, Patty Sims, and everybody who's listening there. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, and everyone over at the Haley Rose Foundation. I know Harry in Surrey is listening, so hello there. Our friend Sterno, who's a big fan of a lot of things that we do, a lot of the different projects. Hello, Sterno. It's nice to,
Hi, Sterno.
Nice to see you or hear from you. It's always nice running you into the streets. Running into you into the streets. Yeah, it's always nice.
I know where his hangout is.
Everybody knows where his hangout is. What are we listening to in the background here?
We are listening to this band from New York. It's called Antiballas.
Antiballas. All right. So, why don't we listen to the rest of this song, and then we're going to get going with the Bucket interview.
Look up, look up. My name is Osvaldo. I'm here with Bad Music, with a legend, Bucket, from the Toasters, all the way from Manhattan here at the Fan Club. They play with Los Furious and the Bone Daddies. Awesome concert. Amazing band. So if you want to tell me a little bit about the history of the band, because I know it's 33 years. You can say it very fast, but 33 years is a long time.
Yeah, I have it in one word, Wikipedia. When I find out about a band, Wikipedia can say it better than me, but we've been around a long time, but what a great show here tonight. It's good to see that in Vancouver, the ska scene is still going on, you know, with some good bands, good local bands playing tonight. But I'm very interested to know that you know my friends over in Pass and Valencia.
Over in Pass in Valencia. We know a couple of bands there in Valencia and in Spain. I know you live there.
I live in Valencia now too.
But I would like to, for my friends that are here in Canada that they don't know your band, to tell them a little bit about it.
Well, the band started in 1981 in New York, and what the Toasters did was take a little bit of English two-tone music and mix it up with NYC hardcore and punk and make what we call the East Side Beat, which is a more aggressive sound, like American two-tone, we call it. And that was in 1981, and here we are now, 2014, 33 years later, still making the soup. So I guess people like what we're doing, you know.
And I guess you had like a lot of different band members coming and going.
Yeah, well, people say, why do you not tour with the original members? I say, well, two of them are dead, so it doesn't make for a very good live show, you know. a lot of people got married or had kids, they got a job, they can't do this, and they, you know, so I get some young guys who want to play music, and I take them out and we do it, so that's what we do.
Yeah, he's a trooper, and you tour like every year you tour, or what's it?
Yeah, well, you know, the music business has been destroyed by digital download, you know, I think on purpose by Sony, but that's a different conversation, you know. And but the digital download and live streaming has burnt the music business down to the ground. Labels can't function anymore unless they're really big. All the small labels are gone because they have no funding. All the independent labels are gone. There's only the big ones now. So I think the MP3 happened on purpose. Conspiracy theory.
They
did it on purpose. But that was, you know, the MP3 is Sony's Hiroshima. You know, like George Bush had the 9/11. We'll talk about that too.
Yeah, well,
the only way we can make money is to play live, and that's what we like to do. So here we are, once again.
Yeah, and
we'll be back next year.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Otra vez, otra vez, otra vez.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit into politics, but you live in Valencia.
That's right.
Why?
We have fucked up politics there too, because in Valencia it's PP, which is the right wing party.
Yeah.
No good, you know.
What's the name of that band? Aspen Cat.
Aspen Cat.
Yeah, that's the band that was we were talking about.
I'll ask Miguel Ramos from Oberyn Pass. He'll surely know them, you know.
So you play a lot in Spain too, like with the Toasters?
Not very much.
You have another project there going on?
No, when I go to Spain, normally I relax with my family. When I go home to Spain, I don't want to work. I like to go to the Mercado Central and get some calamari, put it on the grill, a la plancha.
Cerveza.
Yeah, and so when I go back to Spain, I like to relax and kick back a little bit. That's my downtime with the family. But we're playing about 200 shows a year right now, like worldwide. That's enough, I think, no?
Yeah. And that leads me to my last question, future plans. You still touring around, or what's the...
Well, touring, like I said, the music business has been burnt to the ground, so for artists, there's not really a lot of income from traditional sources like record sales and royalties and mechanicals and publishing, so it's really incumbent on the artists to go back and play live music for their fans in vivo, which really, when you think about it, is what the business should be about. Music should be live. Music should be audience, and you know, not just a
Yeah, you have a good report like with the people.
An MP3 that you listen on your phone, what is this? It's like the major labels want to make music into McDonald's, where you take an MP3, which is a crap sound system, and you listen and download and listen on your phone. What is this, you know? So they're trivializing the music business. So we want to just play live, you know, like Manu Chao, big influence.
Cool.
He plays live. He goes out to, he says, okay, I'm going to go to the Balkans and play a week. Everybody says, you're crazy. So he goes and plays. Big success.
So you like the rapport that you get with the
yeah,
audience,
absolutely.
And you always get like encores.
Well, the audience is a big part of the show. You know, it's not like, you know, when you go to see a show, it's not like you're watching TV. There's people on stage and there's people in the audience. Let's bring the audience in. And the audience, for us, the audience is a big component for the show. So
yeah,
we get it out, we yell at them, we insult them, we like poke them a little bit, and they, you know, to get them going. So we get the banter going, and that's what makes a good energy, good atmosphere, give and take, and that's a good show for me.
New CD is coming soon?
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
What's the point of making a new CD? I have to give it away for free, no? I'd rather take that money and put it in my gas tank and go play some shows somewhere.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
Peru, China, Australia, you know, I'd rather do that.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming to Vancouver. Bucket, a living legend of the ska movement, second wave from all the way from Manhattan. Thank you for being here and sharing your music.
Cheers,
we love it.
Bye.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Running right through the world.
my mind, cause I thought it was better if I lived at the bar. Where the teardrops stand. One instant romance on a mobile phone. No squeezing blood from a rolling stone. There's no time to say when laughs roll away. Too many wrongs don't make a right, as everybody knows. If you wake up right in the middle of the night, well, the child's away. Running down that endless track. If I had to do it, I would do it again. And here I am, I'm running right. I'm running right through the world. I'm running right.
CITR 101.9 FM. We have my electronic friends in the background. The song is called Reboot, and it is from the Temporal Echoes. Did I say that right?
Yeah, that is perfect, Jordan.
All right.
Yeah, this guy is from Eastman, I believe, and they've been doing like a lot of electronic music, so they send out the CDs. Like,
oh, they're from East Van. Oh,
yeah, right. They are.
You. Right. Now I get to click my Canadian and my new button on my Soulcan machine.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I like them.
Yeah, no, they're great. We're all bouncing around in the studio. We're looking out onto the campus of Student Union Building Number 2. I don't even know what it's called yet, but where the CITR studios are. And everybody's out there enjoying their lunch, listening to some music. Hello, everyone out there.
Can you notice how the people is dancing with this song? Hey, hello. Yeah.
Everyone is kind of bopping and booping a little bit.
Yeah, everybody's happy. It's not raining. It's a beautiful day outside. So it's like, it's hard not to be happy.
And you know, I hear it's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday morning as well for the Haley Rose Foundation street cleanup. So just saying. Just saying, we want to see you guys out there.
Yeah, like, unfortunately, I can't, Jordan. I have to go to school.
Yes, yes. The joys of living in Vancouver, where there's always...
Well, yeah, I will join as soon as I can. I finish with school, and I want to say hi quickly to Mark Gaudet, my teacher, probably is listening, my coach, and Jessica Maritza listening in Houston and Texas, and so people listen all around. Thank you so much. And from Calgary, Delaney Atkinson is listening. And
oh, that's my cousin.
Oh, that's
Delaney.
Right.
Yeah. Hello, yeah. Delaney. I know you're paying attention. Say hello to all of my family for me.
Yeah.
Give them a hug for me because I don't get to see them or hug them quite as often as I'd like. So.
And Alessandra's listening from Monterrey, Mexico. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And Max will be listening too. Hello, Max El Padrino.
Max the Mailman?
Max. Yeah. Our Max, isn't
he's always listening.
Our Max.
Sure. Our
yeah.
Max the Mailman.
Yeah,
our Max. Oh, that's beautiful. So, Johnny, you have a few show announcements coming up, eh?
Yes.
Why don't we get into some of those?
Are we not going to play the song first, or...?
No, let's talk about it.
Okay.
We do have... is Shay coming into the studio after this?
I saw her,
okay.
Yeah.
So, we'll so at the top of the hour, Shay's coming in. So, yeah, let's,
okay,
let's
so,
talk a little bit about this.
Later on, we'll be listening to a song by a local North Vancouver country trio called The Heels. They're almost as good as the Dixie Chicks, but they're...
What do you mean
awesome.
They're
you
almost
to...
as good? You can't say that. You can
well,
compare music.
No, well, they're getting up that to what they're very good. So
awesome.
They have their Tombstone video release this Friday, February the 5th at Brit. And it's Brittany's birthday, too. She's a singer in the band. Kyla Rollins Restaurant, Buddha Full. 106 West 1st Avenue in North Vancouver. Doors by donation to support their next recording session. So definitely, if you live in North Vancouver, check this new band out called The Heels. On Saturday, February 6th, East Van Cleanup with Jordan Van Music Gray and the Haley Rose Foundation. So come out and support the effort to make our streets clean and to learn a bit more about the Haley Rose Foundation. Saturday, 10 till 12. That's meeting place is at 1635 East 6th Street.
And you'll be there, right, John?
Yes, please. I want to invite everybody who always call me, hey, do you have some job for me? Do you have a job? Yeah, this Saturday is going to be some work. Unfortunately, it's not paid, but it's volunteers, but we need people. Please,
you know what?
Join us.
I've been in management for years and years and years. I've done hundreds of interviews, conducted interviews, doing all those types of things. And the one thing that I love to see on a resume is volunteering.
Yeah.
If you have volunteering on your resume, you basically, you know, you have that much more of an advantage.
Oh, yeah, you have passion. You do it for love, you know.
So that's Saturday. And also on Saturday, February 6th, it's Bob Marley's birthday celebration.
Who's that?
At the Fairview Pub, 898 West Broadway, from 8 to 2 a.m. And the host is Mike Henry. He does a cover band for Bob Marley called Mostly Marley. I definitely recommend going and seeing this show because Mike is such an awesome performer, and we want to celebrate Bob Marley's birthday.
When is going
to
be this?
It's Saturday, February 6th at the Fairview Pub on West Broadway there.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, the Saturday Night Jam Dance. It starts at 8:30 at the Legion, number 142. That's 3679 West Broadway, the Legion, that's near Alma and West Broadway. Yeah, come on out. There's no cover. All musicians are welcome to come out and play your stuff and music. And it's hosted by Chris Pomeroy and the Kill Sync Tones. So definitely, if you're a musician, you want to jam, go to that event this Saturday. And of course, Sunday, February the 7th, The Toasters with Los Furios and Jesse Budras.
Jesse!
8 to 1 a.m. at the Rickshaw Theater, 254 East Hastings. It's a Super Cheeto Yuxtario and Los Furios production. Tickets are at www.ticketfly.com/event/102197. So come out and you'll be, if you want to meet Jordan and myself and Chapa, please come on out to that show, and we'll be signing autographs.
Come and say hi. Totally free.
Why not?
That's it for my entertainment file for this week.
Your entertainment file.
Come and say hi. Come and dance. Come and listen to Furious. It's gonna be a great show. And the day after is holiday, so you can stay up late.
That's right. It's family day, so you can spend time with your family.
Yeah, bring your family to dance.
Yeah. Well, hey there, I can see Shay. Hey, Shay. She's getting ready for her show. She sees us.
Yeah, with me too.
Oh, hey, get ready at the top of the hour in just a few minutes. She's going to be coming on with her excellent program. And so we are listening to my electronic friends in the background from Temporal Echoes. This song is called Roll the Beats. But before we go any further, we are going to check out... we'll finish up the show today with The Heels with their new song Tombstone. You got to wait till Sunday to get that, or to see the video, right, John? Sunday?
They're creating a video for that song. They already released the song, I think.
Right. I thought they were releasing the video for it on Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they created a song, released a song, I think, a few months ago.
Called Tombstone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's now they're working on the video for that, which is the reason for the... to come out. Plus, it's Brittany's birthday, so
happy birthday!
If you really like that music, come on out to their show. I'm sure they'll be playing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And you can drink a nice smoothie. Kyla Rollins, she makes wonderful smoothies and very healthy food.
If you do want to find the Tombstones or the Heels. For the song Tombstone, we had to go onto SoundCloud to get it. I couldn't find it on YouTube. Well, YouTube was littered with a bunch of like the movie Tombstone and a bunch of other stuff like that. And we went to band camp, and it was another band there from Washington, Seattle. Now, these ladies are from North Vancouver, so check them out at SoundCloud. It's The Heels Music on SoundCloud there. So, yeah, I guess that's it for our show today, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan. Thank you, Chapa.
Thank you, John.
And thank you, dedicated fans of the Morning After Show.
Yes.
Yeah, and come and say hi this Sunday. We're going to be
signing autographs.
Yeah. Dancing for you.
Yeah, and come down and see hi to Bucket and Kyle from the Toasters and Los Furios.
They will be signing out autographs.
I will see you all on Saturday for our street cleanup. If not, I'll see you on Sunday for the Los Furios Toaster Show. And if not, we will see you back here next Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. and we'll be talking a lot about that show. So yeah, again, thank you to everyone like that, and we are going to leave you today with The Heels. Yeah, all right, have a great week, everyone.
Adios.
I can't stand the sound of your beat up truck standing here waiting for you to show up. I hear the echo, my stomach turns. I can't stand waking up in an empty bed. You spent all night here in my head. You're the lesson I never learned. I'm closing that door.